I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, question for Hannah, who wants to know if she could ask her best friend if she could add the new boyfriend as a plus one. Can you ask a bride that? Like, hey, can I get a plus one? 855-444-MEGA. So it's 855-444-6342. Is this a question that Hannah can even ask her best friend? Is there a way to go about it? Maybe you have advice on how to do it in a way that doesn't seem so inappropriate or intrusive into someone else's wedding. So your best friend's getting married and you have a new boyfriend and now you want a plus one, huh?
Yeah. So new boyfriend Julian and I have been dating only a couple of months, but he's really important in my life. And this wedding is really important. This is my best friend's wedding. So I'd really like him to be there. So far when we've been talking, she hasn't said anything about him coming and I haven't brought it up because honestly, I'm scared. I have a bad track record of weddings and being demoted. And I know how much like work and effort best friend Sydney is putting into this wedding. And I don't want to add any stress to her plate. I don't want to like ask for anything, but I do because I want boyfriend Julian there. This is a big wedding.
Wedding etiquette wise.
My two best friends are getting married and I'm constantly hearing them complain about people either inviting themselves who weren't invited originally or just being like, oh, I get a plus one, right? Or like, if I don't get a plus one, I need one. And so they're constantly complaining about it. So I don't think you can like flat out ask. I think the best way to go about it is like a roundabout way and just text her and be like, hey, is my boyfriend Julian invited to the wedding? I just need to let him know to keep that date open if he is.
Good call.
So you're not.
You think that's roundabout?
No.
I think that's correct.
No, because that's brilliant.
That gives her
brilliant
the option to be like, oh no, yes. I'm sorry. You know, the guest list is already set.
I feel like that puts her in an awkward position to say no.
But you have to. You got to know.
Oh, yeah,
you
want to
ask
know.
In a way that there's no option for a no.
Yeah.
I think you can't ask at all. I think you can't. There's. I don't think there's a way to do it. And I think the reason I think this is a little bit different. I have less issue if you weren't standing up in the wedding. You're a bridesmaid. What is Julian going to do with this thing?
That's a great point.
Like he's not That's friends valid. With the group. So he's got to like, it's going to be a distress. Your whole purpose is to be there for your bride, not to be like datey. And where is he going to sit? Where is he going to do? Then your friend, who's probably under enough stress trying to figure out the seating arrangements and all that, has to worry about good old Julian's place at the table. Like
I was actually, my best friend London's getting married and her mom flat out told me you're not allowed to get a boyfriend before this wedding because the seating arrangements have been made.
Yeah.
She told me that and I said, you know what? It's not going to be a problem.
We know that. We're not worried about you getting the boyfriend.
That's why. That's
I do
why
think
it does
it,
mess up
it.
A lot
but
of things.
But I like, you know what?
But I
want to, yeah, but I want to like dance with him on the dance floor and stuff at the end of the night.
You think you want to get like a plus one that doesn't include a seat? You think that's an
option?
You
know what? Honestly, if he just wants to go to dance,
yeah,
he can have my drinks. That's fine.
Is there a different level of invitation?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, your ticket doesn't.
He doesn't even need to eat. Like, he doesn't like, need
he
to
doesn't
eat.
Get the wristband.
You know, like there's people that come see you get married, then there's people that just come to the reception, and then there's people that like come just for dancing and the partying.
That's
like,
what I want. From
yeah,
him.
Like I don't need a VIP ticket. I just need like a general admission. Can he get a GA ticket?
Yeah.
Literally, that's what I want to ask.
Is it okay for Hannah to ask for a GA ticket for her boyfriend to this wedding? 855-444-MEGA. Do you think it's okay to ask? Should she just be honest because they're best friends? Or does her best friend have enough stress on her plate? 855-444-6342. Help! Calm down. Chill out. No, actually, you can't calm down. You can't chill out. Hannah's best friend's getting married, and she's in panic mode. Is it inappropriate for Hannah to go to her best friend, who she is a bridesmaid at this wedding, and say, hey, I started a new relationship. It's only a couple of months in. I know wedding invitations have already been set, but can I get a can I get a plus one? I want, now that we've been dating, it's not like we've been dating for a few weeks, it's a few months. I want my man there mm-hmm. to support me, to dance with me, to celebrate you and have this big celebration party. Can she ask that question? Or is that like a no-fly zone with brides? 855-444-6342. In Hannah's defense, she's kind of asking for a general admission ticket. She doesn't care that he's like there to eat and be part of the reception, but she just wants him to come there and support her and dance.
Mm-hmm. And see me in my little dress.
I think that might be worse now that I was thinking about it.
You no.
Why?
Because now he's just coming for the freebie party, and he's there to support you instead of, again, this is about the bride celebration.
He doesn't have to have any funds. He just can be there.
He just wants to be there for a couple of dances, and he's out.
For moral support and a ride home for me.
I do think it's all or nothing.
Yeah, I feel like you're in to celebrate this couple and this beautiful day, and you're going to be remembered as part of the party, whether you break up or not, but you're just still part of it. You can't just come there for the fun stuff. You like, everyone wants to skip the speeches. This dude gets a free ride on the speeches and he gets the free ride of probably
I just want to make it as easy as possible. I don't want to stress anybody out. That's why I've been scared to ask, because I don't want to put the bride through any stress.
Do you think it stresses out? What about Julian in this situation? Do you think, like, if he shows up halfway through the wedding, I feel like that's the most awkward entrance ever. Is he going to get announced by the DJ? And now, late to the game, here's Julian!
I hope so.
Yeah, like, right? Like, I feel like you're all in, and I also, your best friend knows you're dating him. I feel like if she wanted him invited, she probably would have invited him.
She has a lot on her plate. I don't know that she's like thought about that yet. She's planning.
That's a good point.
A like, ton of other stuff. I don't know that that has crossed her mind yet. That's probably on the bottom of her list.
No, guest list is at the top.
Yeah, but like, do you think like Julian's invite is at the top of her list? She's probably like, I got to get, make sure grandma's invited, make sure uncle and aunt's invited. Like, oh wait, Hannah's got a boyfriend.
Hannah's
named Julian.
Boyfriend
yeah.
reigns all.
It's a solid point. I do think you guys have gone out for drinks and she should have been like, oh, you should bring Julian to the wedding.
We talk about a lot when we go out to drinks. We got a lot of stuff to salvage through. I don't know that that would be top of mind either.
Sydney, do you think that Hannah...
This is not bride Sydney either, right?
Yeah. Sydney the bride called in. Let me tell you. No. No. Sydney, do you think that Hannah could ask her best friend to say, hey, can I get a plus one to your wedding?
I don't think so. I think it would be inappropriate. And I feel like if she wanted to extend that invitation, she would have done that already. I mean, she may be on the other side thinking, I hope she doesn't ask me if he can come. Because him there to dance with her, it's not her day, respectfully.
Yeah.
And bride wants her there to spend the time with her, especially if they're best friends. So I really would not do it. I feel like she's aware, the bride is aware, and she would have extended that invitation. And the last thing you want to do is stress her out at all. So
I agree. I don't want to stress her out.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Weddings are stressful enough. I think Sydney just respectfully said, your man's not invited.
Maybe. Now we wait.
No, he's not invited, girl.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.